Hilchos Hechsher Kalim, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Yud Tes. Today's learning is dedicated Lili Nishmas, Tuvia Bar Yisrael Yitzchak, Yirachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, and Rosa Basi Tamar, and for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it. We're continuing in this halacha, which again is based on Torah Samach Vov in Likutei Moran. Paragraph Yud Tes, V'zeh Shebikesh Hatana, now we can understand the prayer that appears at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei that we say three times a day. Elokai netzur l'shoymi meira usfosecha midaber mirma. Hashem, please guard my tongue from saying anything bad and my lips from saying anything negative. V'lemekalalai nafshi sidoim. And regarding those that curse me, I should be silent. V'nafshi ke'ofor lakol tiyeh. I should feel humble, small, like dirt, compared to everyone else. Shebikesh, the Tana is pleading with Hashem, Shekeneged kol hasoinim hoim demolav lemonim enoemes, that towards all his enemies who rise up against him to try to prevent him from coming close to the truth, from coming close to Hashem, to the Torah, to tzadikim, umekalel enoisoi, and they curse him, and they insult him terribly, he shouldn't stand up across them to speak against them, to copy what they're doing, but rather to fulfill the pasuk that says, be silent for Hashem, and be completely silent. The terms doim and yishtoik mean to be silent verbally and even in his heart, not to be screaming, not to be saying anything negative towards them. V'yosim atzmoi ka'ofor, and to make himself like dirt, which is silent, which doesn't scream, which everyone steps on, and yet the dirt gives back only goodness, produce, vegetables, fruit. V'yideze daiko yire ho'emes. And by following this formula, he'll be zoche to get to see the truth, v'yizgaber b'cheshik v'rotzayn d'kdusha, and he'll be zoche to become strong in his holy desire for Hashem, desire for the right things. V'yideacheshik v'horotzayn yizge lasois pesach hanal, and through this strong holy desire, he'll be zeicha to create an opening, the opening that we spoke about throughout this halacha, lohoitzi mikoyach el apoyal, to be able to take Hashem's divine light and blessings from potential into actualization. Sheze bechinas pesach, that's referred to as the opening. As we say in Ashrei, Hashem, open up your hands and give us your light, your bounty. Kanal, as we've discussed earlier in this halacha, v'zehu psach libi b'soyrosecha. And this is why the Tana continues, Hashem, please open up my heart to your Torah. Note the verb that's being used is open. Psach daika, open, b'chinas pesach hanal, referring to this opening up. Shalze bikesh David, and it's regarding this that David HaMelech pleads with Hashem, and he says, pishuli sharei tzedek, Hashem, please open up for me the gates of righteousness. V'siyem, and he concludes over there, ze hashar l'Hashem. This is the entrance way to Hashem. What is the entrance way to Hashem? Tzadikim. Ki yefshir liftoyach hashar, b'chinas poiseach es yodecho, yudecho anal, kiim al yidei hiskarvus letzadikim. Because it's impossible to really open up that entranceway, the poiseach es yodecho, to open up kaviochel, the hands of Hashem, the two yuds, the yud of yud kei vav kei in the beginning, and the yud at the end of aleph daled nun yud, without coming close to true tzaddikim. V'zehu, and this is why he says afterwards, V'achrei mitzvoisecho tirdoif nafshi. And Hashem, allow me to run after your mitzvois. I should run after your mitzvois. Rav Nosson Zal says, note the wording. It doesn't say fulfill the mitzvois. It says tirdoif, to chase after. Zehu bechinas rotzoim v'cheshek. When does a person run after something? When they have a tremendous desire and longing for it. Sheroidev tomid lasos toiv. Where the person is always running and yearning with deep desire to do good. Vafilu im enoi zoichel lasos. And even if the person doesn't succeed in doing the good, hu enoi meniach cheshkoi ritzoinoi. He doesn't stop wanting it. He doesn't stop yearning for it and longing for it. The roidev tomid lasos toiv. He's always running to try to do good, to try to do mitzvahs, to try to learn Torah. Bebchinas roidev tzedakah v'chesed. And it says in another pasuk where it speaks about a person who really loves Hashem and wants to come close to Hashem. It's a person who chases after charity and kindness. And through this, the pasuk continues there. Kol akomim olai l'ro, mehero hofer atzosam v'kalkel machshavtam. All of those who rise up against me and want to harm me, Hashem should push aside their plans and dispel their thoughts. Shekulam yichru v'yiplu. All of them should buckle and fall. V'tufar atzosam. And all the plans that they make to harm me should be pushed aside. V'lo yuchlu limnoya oid. And they will not be able to prevent me anymore from coming close to Hashem, from coming close to the tzaddik. Kalidei toikev hacheshik v'horotzoin. Because through intense desire and longing and yearning that a person has, especially when they experience these obstacles and these tests and people that are opposing them, Meshabrim kol hamaniyos. That's how a person succeeds in breaking and eliminating all and overcoming all the obstacles. Rav Nosson Zal is writing this obviously based on what he was going through in life. Those that are familiar with the story of his life know that he went through 5 years of incredible, incredible opposition, machloikis, where people did horrific things against him and all of his students, against Breslov, burning the Sforim, tearing up the Sforim, causing divorces among people, and all kinds of horrific, terrible things, getting Rav Nosson Zal to be put in jail in Russia, in Russian jail with murderers and drunks and cutthroats. And Rav Nosson Zal's writing here about what he understands from this chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Samachvov, as to exactly what the right way to respond to that is, and what the correct way to respond when a person is experiencing any type of major machloikis, opposition. Paragraph Chof, V'zehu b'chinas goydel hamaylo v'hatahara v'hakidusha shel tvilas mikvah shezoichin Yisrael. And based on this, again, we'll understand the incredible benefit and purity and holiness that a Jew is zeichet to by dipping in the mikveh. V'zeh b'chinas hamikveh shel shvuas. And this also relates to the mikveh that the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about on the night of Shavuos, when men go to the mikveh at night after chatzos, after midnight, before alois hashachar. Shehu hatahara lekabolas satoira. That's the final purification to prepare us to receive the Torah on the morning of Shavuos. Shemishom nimshochim kol taharos hamikvah shel Yisrael. And it's from that mikvah of Shavuos night that all the mikvahs that the Jews go to throughout the year draw from the holiness of that mikvah. V'ze b'chinas mikveh Yisrael Hashem. And this is also tied into the pasuk that says, Hashem is the mikveh of Klal Yisrael. The word mikveh has two meanings. Mikveh is a gathering of water that a person dips in order to purify themselves. And the word mikveh is also miloshim tikva, the hope, the salvation. Hashem is the hope and salvation of the Jewish people. Kol oizvecha yevoishu. All those that leave you will be embarrassed and shamed. V'surai bo'oretz yikosevu. And those that turn away from you will be written in the ground. Ki ozvu mekor mayim chayim es Hashem. Because they have left the source of living waters, Hashem. This is a tefillah that was said by Yirmiyahu HaNavi when he experienced tremendous machloikis, opposition against him. Kaidei tvilas mikveh mamshichim bechinas pishnayim. Because as we learned a few pages ago, when a person dips in the mikveh, they draw that double power. Shezehu ikar hachayim. That's the real life. Bechinas mekoyer mayim chayim, the source of living waters. Note again, chayim, life coming from mayim. Hanimshochem me'Hashem Yisborach, which we draw from Hashem, al yedei hatzadik ho'emes, via the true tzadik. Shehu ikar hatzinoir, he is the main pipe, she'al yodoi nimshach kol hachiyus digdusha, through which Klal Yisrael draws and receives all holiness, v'chol habrachos, and all blessings, v'chol ha'hashpoi sheba'olam, and all types of shefa, bounty of the world. Kayodua b'chol ha'sforim hagdoshim. This is known throughout all of the holy sforim, the Zohar HaKadosh, the Sifrei Kabbalah, all of them stress this, that all these spheros, there's a pasuk, kol ha'necholim, Hoilchem el hayam. All streams feed into the sea, into the ocean. And the Zohar HaKadosh explains, this refers to all the spheros, all of the upper spheros. Keser, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Chol Yisod. They're all feeding into the sea. What is the sea? The Malchus. The words el hayam make up the word Elokim. Elohim is one of the names of Hashem for Malchus. Velohim Malki Mikedem. Hashem is my king from way back. So all the streams feed in the Malchus. Where's the funnel? Where's the pipe that they all feed into to get to the Malchus? The answer is Yesoid. The sphere of Yesoid, which is right above Malchus. Yesoid is the Tzadik. V'tzadik Yesoid Olam. All Shefa, all Bracha, all bounty, all comes via the tzaddik to Klal Yisrael, to the rest of the world. The Zohar HaKadosh quotes the pasuk, "Me ha'oichel yotza ma'achol," that from oichel comes forth ma'achol. What is oichel? The Zohar HaKadosh says oichel is the tzaddik. There's a pasuk, "Tzaddik oichel esoy v'nafshoy." The tzaddik eats to satisfy his soul. So it's from the tzaddik, via the tzaddik, that the world receives all of its hashpah. It comes from Hashem, and Hashem gives it to the tzaddik. He is the distributor for the whole world. Just as we saw this, the whole world saw this. Paroi understood this. In the Chumash, the Torah tells us the story that there was a famine in the world and no one had any food, no one had anything. But Hashem prepared the refuah before the Makkah. Paroi had this dream, 7 fat cows, 7 skinny cows, 7 fat stalks, 7 skinny stalks. He went to all of his wise men. He had people who were stargazers. These weren't clowns. These were people who Hashem gave them the ability to read the stars. And they couldn't get it right. They tried to offer all kinds of false interpretations of his dream, and Paroi was able to catch it because he changed one detail in the dream. And he understood, if they don't know that, then they're not qualified to interpret the dream. In his dream, the pasuk says he was standing on the water. Oymed al hayor, that's the wording in the beginning of Parshas Miketz. When he tells over the dream to Yosef HaTzadik, he says, V'hinani oymed al sfas hayor. I was standing at the edge of the river. Yosef says, excuse me, buddy, you were not standing at the edge of the river. You were standing on the river. And when Paroi heard that, he got scared. He knew this is the real deal. This guy knows what he's talking about because he saw my dream. That's why the pasuk says in Tillim, Sfas lo yodati eshma, edus bihi Yosef, that what was testimony to the validity of Yosef HaTzadik, that he's the true Navi, the true Tzadik, is when he said, Sfas lo yodati eshma. In my video, I didn't see Sfas. I didn't see the edge of the river. I saw you were standing on the river. And then he explained to Paroi that because you're the king, you're the leader, your dreams are dreams that don't apply to you, it applies to the whole world. That the world is going to experience 7 years of famine now, and there's going to be starvation. And unless you make the proper preparation for this, it's all over. And Pari said, so what am I supposed to do? So Yitzchak Tzadik said, you have to find somebody very, very smart. Pari says, I'm looking at him. Don't tell me no baloney. I know exactly. Based on the way you were able to interpret this dream correctly, I see Ein Chochom Vanovoim Kamoicha. There is no one that has Chochma and Bina like you. Paroi understood this. And Yosef HaTzadik gives him the advice that during the 7 years of Bracha, we'll put away, we'll store tons and tons of food so that when the famine comes, we'll have savings, we'll have saved up, we won't starve. So the Gemara says, Paroi heard this and his advisors heard this. They said, we got the solution, we don't need it. We can do that, we'll store food ourselves. The Gemara says they stored food, all of their food rotted and spoiled. It didn't last. They didn't have freezers and refrigeration like we are even today with freezers. I don't know if you could store something for 7 years. Look, their food all rotted and spoiled. So everyone had to come to Yosef. Hashem was teaching the world, the whole world, that everyone needs the tzaddik. Everyone. Those that come to him, those that make an effort to come close to him, it's easier for him to provide for them. Those that don't come to him, it's more difficult for them to receive. And those who oppose the tzaddik, Rachmana Litzlan, they sometimes won't receive from the tzaddik. They'll get from the sitra achra, from the other side. So if we see them succeeding, if we see them, it's no proof that they're doing so well. Could be all of this success is in this world, in order that chas v'shalom, Rachmana Litzlan, in the next world, they're dealt with differently. V'alkein, and therefore, it's impossible to really receive the Torah without dipping in the mikveh first. That's what that mikveh of Shavuos night teaches us. That the way that a Jew prepares themselves to receive the Torah is through mikveh. When a person goes to the mikveh, they're drawing purity from a very, very high place. Mibichinas shar hachamishim, from the 50th level. Kama shekosu bekavonas shvuas. As the Arizal writes in the Pri Etz Chaim, when he explains the secret kavonas of the holiday of shvuas. The word mon, the Arizal says, is mikveh nun, the mikveh of the 50th level. Kishar hachamishim zebechinas shoyresh hachius ho'elyoin bigdusho ho'elyoin amoy. That term, the 50th level, represents the source of the highest level of chius, of life, in holiness. Shehu bechinas ruchoi shel Moshiach. That's where the divine spirit of Moshiach comes from. Bechinas ruach elokim hamarachefes al pnei amoyim. That second pasuk in the Torah where it speaks about the divine spirit of Hashem that hovers over the waters. Which waters? The mikveh waters. Shemishom ikar hamshachas bechinas pishnayim anal. And that's one of the best places from which we draw that pishnayim, that double power. Shehu bechinas klal kabolas haTorah, which receiving the Torah is all about. Ki klal haTorah hu bebechinas pishnayim, because the entire Torah is referred to as this double bechinas, as it says in Mishle, ki kiflayim letushia. That tushia, which is one of the nicknames of the Torah, is kiflayim. It's a double power. Ki chol beisa lovush shonim. And as we mentioned previously, in Mishle, the Pasuk says, the entire house, the house here refers to the whole Torah, is filled with shonim, and the Gemara says, loshen shnayim. It means two, kama shedorshu azal, like the Gemara says, that there are many places in the Torah where it uses a double loshen, posoyach tiftach, hanek tanek. V'zeh b'chinas klal haTorah shemekablim haTalmidom mirabom ho'amiti dikdusha b'chol dor v'dor. And this is the concept of the entire Torah, which students receive from their true holy Rebbe in each and every generation. Shehu Bechinas Pishnayim. That's referred to as, just like Elisha Navi received this Pishnayim from his Rebbe, the fact that it appears in the Torah is not a history book. The Torah doesn't tell us anything that happened thousands of years ago, and it doesn't apply today. If it says it in the Torah, it means that today also, when Talmidim Azorcha to come close to a true tzaddik, they're receiving this Pishnayim. V'alkein, al yidei tvilas mikvah, noiflim kol hasoinim. And therefore, by a Jew going to the mikvah, that brings about the downfall of all of our enemies, Shehem Hamoinim Melahoitzi Mikoyach Alapoyal Degdusha, especially those who try to block us from being able to bring things from potential to actuality in holiness. Kyalidei Tvilas Mikvah Mevatlen Atzman. Because when a Jew submerges themselves in the mikvah, they go completely below the waters. I'm nullifying myself. I'm closing my eyes. I'm making myself almost nothing. I'm not breathing. Bebechinas bitul umesiras nefesh. This is one of the forms of bitul, of a person nullifying themselves completely to Hashem, and of putting my life on the line. I'm stopping to breathe when I'm under the mikvah. Shezehu ikar shleimus rotzayim likdusha. This is an example of the perfection of holy rotzayim. Shetzorech sheyia harotzayim chazak b'mesirus nefesh. When we talk about holy rotzayim, it means that a person wants to come close to Hashem. They want to do everything they can to please Hashem, and I'm willing to die for Hashem. An example of dying is going to the mikvah. A person goes under the water there and stops breathing, even if it's just for a few seconds. Shezeo bechinas tvilas mikvah. This is one of the great concepts of toiveling in the mikvah. Kize yodua, because this is a known fact, sheha'odom eino yochoy lichyos betoy chamayim, that a human being is not a fish. A human being cannot live, cannot survive in water. V'alkein, and therefore, kishehodom nichnas kuloi betoy chamayim, when a person submerges themselves completely under the water, harehu moiser nafshoy umevatel atzmoy lefishoh, that person is giving up his soul in a sense and nullifying himself completely temporarily for those seconds. V'ze bechinas toikef hacheshik v'horotzen el akdusha. This is an example of a person who has such a powerful desire for kedusha. Ki ikar kavanosei betfila, because the main intention that a person is supposed to have in toiveling is kedei sheyizke lahamshechol of ruach dikdusha, that by dipping in the mikvah waters, I want to try to draw upon out myself a holy ruach. Vaydei toikef harotzayin hazeh hu nichlal b'shoyresh haruach ha'elyon dikdusha. And by this strong desire, a person makes that effort to go to the mikvah, and they pay for the mikvah, and they get undressed. It takes time and effort, and they're going underwater completely. This is not a swim where a person is swimming. They're submerging themselves under the water. They're burying themselves in the water. Through this, a person connects to the shoyrish of the ruach elyon of kedusha, shu bechinas ruach elokim hamarachef al pnei amoyim kanal. And by doing this, every time a person does this, they're zeiche to take from there a new holy ruach from potential into actualization. And then automatically, all of that person's enemies and opposition falls. Shehem hamoinim melahoitzim mikoyach alapoyel, which are one of the forms of those obstacles that are blocking a person from being able to actualize all of their good desires. Ki kishezeh kom ze noifel, because there's a rule in the Torah. When the kedusha goes up, the sitra achra goes down. Vezeh shekosuv bapasuk. And this is why it says in the Pasuk, Mikveh Yisroel Hashem, that the holy mikveh, al yidezeh kol oizvecha, all those that leave you, meaning, Sheheim hamoinim v'acholkim, these are the obstacles and the opposition. You're not with me. You're not with me, you're against me. Yevoshu, they'll be shamed. V'surai ba'oretz yikosevu, shehasorim minoemes. Surai means those who turn away, those who turn away from the truth, from Hashem, from the tzaddik, va'imdim l'noya minoemes, and they rise up to try to block people, to prevent people from coming close to the truth. Ba'oretz yikosevu. U'kama shepirush Rashi shem, as Rashi HaKodesh explains over there, shezeh hispalel Yirmiyah Hanavi, this is the tefillah that Yirmiyah HaNavi said towards those who are opposing him and rising up against him. The Omar, and he said, Mikveh Yisroel Hashem, V'surai Boretz Yikosevu, Oysom Shesorim Midvorai, those who are turning away from my words. Yirmiyah was a Navi. He was giving over messages from Hashem. So those who turn away from my words, She'enom Shoyim Shlichusi, they're not willing to listen to my mission that I was given by Hashem to give over a message. Bekivrois tachtiois eretz yikosevu. They will be inscribed in deep graves. Kalidei mikveh mapilim hasoinim. Because through mikveh, that brings about the downfall of a person's enemies, shehem hamoinim, which are the obstacles. The Alkein, mikveh moishua bechol hatzorois. And this is why mikveh helps a person when a person has any type of crisis or problem. And this is why it's known in Breslov that when chas v'shalom a person has any type of a crisis, the erste zach, the first thing is mikveh. First thing is to go to the mikveh, based on this paragraph from Likutei Halachos, based on this posuk, mikveh Yisroel Hashem moishiroi be'eis tzara. Any kind of crisis, a financial crisis, a health crisis, any type of emergency situation. Kamosha Kosev, as it says clearly in the pasuk, mikveh Yisroel moishiroi be'eis tzara. Ki ikar kol hatzorois, heim hamenios shemoinem esa'odam me'avodis Hashem yisporo be'emes. Because the main tzara, the main problem of a Jew is those things that are blocking the person from properly, from really serving Hashem properly. Sheze ikar hatzara hagdoila mikol hatzorois. That's the biggest problem. A person has this problem, that, all of those problems are nonsense compared to the Yetzirah and the different ways that the Yetzirah is working, the different obstacles that he puts in the person's path to prevent the person from getting up in the morning on time, to prevent the person from learning, from davening, from whatever mitzvahs they need to do. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in the beginning of chapter 7, in the second half of Likutei Moran, Ayin Sham, where Rabbeinu Zal says there, when we talk about having rachmanis on a Jew, there are people, charitable people, philanthropists, who donate millions of dollars to hospitals. Why? Because there's no bigger mitzvah in the world to save lives. What could be bigger than that? The answer is, what could be bigger than that is people who are dying spiritually. To die physically is terrible. To die spiritually is a billion times worse. A person dies physically, there's tikkun. A person dies spiritually, a person who is spiritually dying, that's a billion times worse. That's a much bigger rachmanis. To be able to support the tzaddikim, the moistos of where they're learning Torah properly, where they're bringing people close to Hashem properly, so that people will have an eternal future. People say the most important thing is your health. Yeah, to be a healthy cow or a healthy giraffe. That's very important, that I should be a healthy giraffe. That's the most important, or is the most important thing that I should know what I'm doing in this world, why Hashem put me in this world, what my mission is. I'll live, I'll eat and drink and sleep and work. I'll be a good, healthy cow my whole life, and then they'll put me in the grave, and then what? And I'll die like a cow, and I'll have the future of a cow. Whereas if a person is zoicha to live a proper religious life, and they go through all kinds of problems, they have health issues, financial issues, shalom ba, everything, all the problems in the world, but through all of those problems, they try to do as much as they can to serve Hashem, that person has a future. That person has olam haba, gan eden, eternity. Va'tikun lezeh, and the tikun to all of its sorrows that a person has, all of its sorrows, the materialistic sorrows, the physical sorrows, and especially the spiritual sorrows, the tikkun for it is mikveh. V'zehu mikveh Yisrael moishioi be'eis tzara. Lomo tia keger boretz. The pasuk continues there. Why should you be like a stranger in the world? Lomo tia keish nidham. Why should you be like a person who's in total confusion? Kegibor lo yuchal loishia. Like a strong person who cannot help themselves. V'ato b'kirbeinu Hashem. However, you are among us, Hashem. V'shimcha aleinu nikra. And your name is upon us. Al tanichenu. Don't forsake us. This is all the tefillah of Yirmiyahu Hanavi. Haynu sheyirmiyahu tzoyek l'Hashem yisborach sheyoshienu. Yirmiyahu Hanavi is crying out, screaming to Hashem that Hashem should save us. Bischus tvilas mikveh Yisrael, with the merit of the going to the mikveh of the Jewish people. That's how the whole tefillah begins. Shaydezeh yizku lahamshich haruach chayim emekor mayim chayim. By doing that, we'll be zeichet to draw the spirit of life from these living waters. Shezeh ikar hayeshua mikol hatzoros. That's the main salvation and solution to all problems, Sheheim Hamoinemizeh, which are what try to block us and prevent us from being able to receive that Ruach Chaim of Kedusha. V'alkein Mikveh Loshen Toicheles V'Tikva. And this is why the word Mikveh has several meanings. One of the meanings of Mikveh is hope, future. Kizeh Iker HaTikva. Because this is the real, real hope and salvation of Klal Yisrael. Shaydezeh yeshlonu koyach lizboil ha'yisurim shel hamoinim. That's also what gives us the power, the ability to be able to handle all the suffering that we get from all the obstacles. Ulehizgaber barotzayin dikdusha. And to strengthen ourselves with holy desire, Ad shenizke l'shaber kulam, until we'll succeed in overcoming all of the obstacles. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, lule he'emanti lirois betuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. If only I would believe that I'm going to get to see the goodness of Hashem in the land of the living. Kave el Hashem, hope to Hashem. Note, kave, milosh mikveh. Kaveh el Hashem, hope to Hashem, chazak v'ameitz libecha, toughen up your heart, v'kaveh el Hashem, and hope to Hashem. U'kameh shepirush Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh expounds on that pasuk, shetzrichen lekavois kivoy achar kivoy, that a person has to hope and hope to Hashem. The word kaveh also means tefillah, a tefillah and another tefillah and another tefillah, not to quit, not to persist. And one of the things that gives the person the energy, the strength, is this toiveling in the mikveh. When a person goes into the mikveh, they're drawing upon themselves the light and holiness that comes from the divine spirit of Moshiach. Shaydezeh zoiche acharkach lehispalel velasik batoira berotzoin chozok vecheshik chodosh. And that's what enables the person to daven and learn Torah with powerful new desire and intensity. This is the concept of going to the mikveh every day before davening especially. It's interesting, today is Rosh Chodesh. There's a story with Rav Naftali Zal, one of the closest students of Rabbeinu Zal, that he came to Shachris one morning on Rosh Chodesh, and he put on his talis, and he was going to continue davening, and Rabbeinu Zal went over to him and said, Naftali, mikveh. Rabbeinu Zal knew that he had not gone to the mikveh before davening. So Rav Naftali Zal motioned like, I'll go after davening. Rabbeinu Zal said, on Rosh Chodesh, mikveh, before davening, to try to make sure to go before davening. Here Rav Nosson Zal tells us that when a person goes to the mikveh before davening, that gives the person new energy, new desire, new rotzim, and powerful rotzim to daven better, to learn better. And through this powerful desire, mizgabrim, this gives the person the strength, lizboil hakoil, to be able to handle all the difficulties, all the problems, v'levli lintois menoemes chas v'shon, and not to deviate from the truth, that nothing should push me off course. I should be focused the whole time on the emes. Rak lehischazek ulehisgaber b'hatoicheles v'atikva, but rather to strengthen myself and fortify myself with that positive hope. Shashem Yisborach loy yazoy v'sachafetzim boemes, that Hashem will not leave, will not forsake those who really want the truth. V'yoshiyem bevadai, and He will definitely help them. Leman Shmo Yisborach, for the sake of Hashem's holy name. Remember again, as Rav Nosson Sal is going through the terrible things he went through, this is the chizuk that he's writing for himself and for Klal Yisrael. Vaydezeh mishabrim kol hamaniyos, and this enables the person to overcome all of the obstacles. V'alkein be'emes hiflig Rabbi Akiva mo'oid b'shevach milas taras Yisrael al yidei ha'mikvah k'doshah. And this is why we find an incredible statement in the Gemara at the end of Masechta Yuma, where Rabbi Akiva speaks about the incredible benefits and the holiness of Jews going to the mikveh. K'mo shomer b'mishnah soif Yuma, as it says over there, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, how fortunate, how lucky are you, the Jewish people. Lifnei mi atem metarim, for who are you purifying yourself? Umi metaher eschem, and who is the one who's purifying you? Avichem shebashamayim, your Father in heaven. V'oimer, as the pasuk says, Mikve Yisroel Hashem, the mikvah of the Jewish people is Hashem. Kimailas tvilas mikvah atzuma ugedoyla ma'oid, because the benefit of toiveling in a mikvah is very, very great and powerful. Ashreyem Yisroel shezeichem lazeh, fortunate are the Jewish people who are zeichet to this. V'zeh shekosav adoneinu merev Rabbeinu Zal b'sefer Aleph Beis, and this is also why Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sefer Hamidos, which is called Sefer Aleph Beis, shetoiv leishev b'mikvah tachas hamayim ad shelo yuchal lahanshim, that it's a very, very good thing when a person is going to the mikvah, when they have the opportunity, when it's not a mikvah that only one person can dip and 600 people are trying to go in, you can't do this. But when a person's in a mikvah and there's room there, there's space, and he's not in anybody's way, and he's not late for davening, it's very good for a person to go under the water and stay under the water and hold your breath until you're about to explode, until you can't hold your breath anymore. V'alidezeh mevatlim dinim. And Rabbeinu Zal said that this is an incredible way of a person being mamtik dinim, removing any type of judgments against them. There's a pasuk, ki bo mayim ad nofesh. When this is talking about when Hashem told the Jews to run into the Red Sea, to run into the water, and Nachshon ben Aminotov was the first one who ran in. He ran in, and he went up to the water was up to his legs, then the water was up to his chest, then the water got up to his nose, and nothing was happening. So he cried out to Hashem, and he said, Hoshieni Elokim, ki bo mayim ad nofesh. Hashem, save me, because the water is up to my life, up to my soul. If I go in any further, I'm going to die, period, if something doesn't happen. And it was at that moment that the water split. That Mesiras Nefesh that he showed, that Hashem said, go. He ran into the water and kept running until he couldn't go any further. And at that point, he turned up to Hashem and said those words, Hoshieni Elikim, Hashem, save me. Ki bo mayim ad nefesh, because the water is up to my life. I'm in the water now, and if I go any further, I'm going to die. And that's when he got the Yeshua. That's when he got that incredible miracle. And Rabbeinu Zal brings that pasuk. That pasuk applies to each and every one of us. That when a person is under the water in a mikvah, and they're holding their breath ad nofesh, until they can't hold it anymore, that's a tremendous time of Hoshieni Elokim, of a person receiving a tremendous Yeshua. Ki tzrichin levatel atzmoi berotzon chozok b'mesiras nefesh, because a person has to nullify themselves with tremendous desire, and with mesiras nefesh, prepared to put my life on the line. In order to be zeicher through toiveling in the mikveh to receive that new ruach, a person has to, in a sense, die to be able to receive that new life. And that's why Rabbi Nezal said, by doing this, a person nullifies and negates any of the dinim against them, shehem hamaniyos, which are these obstacles. Ki ikar kol hamaniyos hem alidei dinim, because what's behind all the different obstacles preventing a person from learning, from davening, from coming close to Hashem, from getting married, whatever it is, what's behind it is these dinim, these judgments. V'alkein mevatlen oisam alidei tvilas mikveh, and one of the ways that we eliminate them is by toiveling in the mikveh, bifrat kisheshoya kanal, especially if a person is able to wait under the water, to wait and wait until they can't wait any longer. Shezel b'chinas rotzoin chozok b'mesiris nefesh. That's a display of this intense desire and longing for Hashem, that I want to die for Hashem. Shalidezeh mishabrim kol hamaniyos. This helps a person overcome all obstacles. V'zoichin lohoitzi mikoyach alapoyal. And the person is zoicha to be able to actualize all of their good ritzonos. I want to become religious. I want to become close to Hashem. I want to daven. I want to learn. I want to get married. I want to give tzedakah. All the good ritzonos. Any questions, please?
Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Chodesh Tov. And my question is, I know that one of the sources in the Torah that talks about the tzaddik yisod olam is the Na'ar Hayotze Me'eden Lashkot Et Hagan, talking about the tzaddik. And my question is, does that mean that the tzaddik yesod olam existed prior to Hashem creating a man? And the second question is, that voice was the same voice as Nishmat Yosef at tzaddik?
The answer is, there is such a concept, because the Medrash says, and the Gemara says, that Hashem consulted with the souls of the tzaddikim before creating the world. That's the wording. That Hashem was mityaetz with the neshamos of tzaddikim before creating the world, whether to go ahead with creation or not. So there is such a concept of the neshamos of tzaddikim being existing before creation, in a sense. These are obviously very deep concepts that if we'll be zoche to learn a lot of chassid, a lot of sforim, a lot of chassidish sforim and sifrei kabbalah, we'll be able to understand this better and better. But there definitely is such a concept. And I remember hearing in a shir in Tikkuni Zohar from Rav Rosenfeld that the Tikkuni Zohar says that the word nohor, that river, that nohor yoytze me'edel hashka sagan, the word nohor b'milui, when you write each letter as a word, nun vav nun, hey hey, Reish Shin is bigematria bris. Bris. The tzaddik is called bris. The yisoid bris. So that the nohor very often represents the tzaddik. That's this river that flows from Eden and waters the garden. That all hashpois come to the world from Hashem via the tzaddik.
Thank you.
Yeah. So someone mentioned in the chat that we mentioned in the past, that when a person cannot get to the mikveh, one of the alternatives is tikkun hakloli, to say a tikkun hakloli and have in mind that this should be in place of toiveling in the mikveh. So here again, the rotzon that a person says Tehillim with, when a person puts their heart into the words of Tehillim, that's this kaveh el Hashem, chazak v'yameitz libecha v'kaveh el Hashem. The Torah is referred to as a mikveh. The tzaddik is referred to as a mikveh. We saw here, Rav Nosson Zal used the wording, that mikveh is hatikveh. The word hatikveh is bigematria 516, which is bigematria Rebbe Nachman ben Feige. Rebbe Nachman Feige is bigematria hatikveh, because it's brought that the tzaddik is a mikveh. It's l'kavod Rosh Chodesh, we can repeat this maybe. One of the incredible chidushim that I heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, which ties together beautifully everything we've been learning here. There's a machloikis in the Gemara. The Gemara in the Bavli says that a beria afilu be'elef loy botel. a complete organism, a mouse or a bird, a living thing, even if you have 1,000 times as much kosher, if it falls into a pot and you have 1,000 times as much kosher against it, it does not become batel. Because it's a choshev thing, it's a berry, it's a complete living thing, it doesn't become nullified. In the Yerushalmi, there's an opinion that says that if you have 960 times as much, it can even nullify a barrier. It can even negate a barrier. And the Gemara shows how we get to that number 960. People that know Gemara are familiar with this. The Cheshbon of Lugin and everything. So it's brought that a mikveh, the minimal amount of water in a mikveh, is 40 saw. And the Gemara tells us that a saw is 6 kabin, and a kav is 4 lugin. We know that when it comes to liquid measure, usually the most standard measure is lugin. When we say a kiddush cup should be a revius, it has to be a revius. Revius means a quarter of what? A revius halug. Everybody knows that usually throughout the Torah, when we talk about liquid measurements, it's lugin. So when it comes to mikveh, a mikveh, minimal amount of water in a mikveh is 40 saw. A saw is 24 lugin, which means a mikveh is 960 lugin. It has this quality that can even nullify a barrier. Barrier means a complete being. A human being who is tomei, a person who is tomei with all types of tumah, they toivel, they go into the mikveh, which has 960 units of purity. It can nullify the tumah. It can negate all the dinim against that person. Another version of this is, today is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and we're going into the final quarter of the year, Tammuz of and Elul. Elul is the final month of the year, which is going to close the year. And there's a Mishnah that says, Noisna lebesula shnei moser chodesh, that Hashem gives the besula. Besula is the sign of the zodiac of the month of Elul. Hashem gives the month of Elul the power of 12 months. That if a person does a proper tshuva in the month of Elul, it can serve as a tikkun for the entire year. So we have the month of Elul, and then we have it followed by the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. So it's 40 days. And those are the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim and was able to come back down with Hashem forgiving the Jews for the sin of the Egel HaZohav. Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he came down on Yom Kippur when Hashem said, Solachti Kedvorecha. 40 days times 24 hours is again this 960, this unit of 960 that could even nullify a barrier, could even eliminate the tumor from a barrier, from a living thing, a person. That's time. So we have time, we have a location, mikveh, and now we have a person. The tzaddik. The tzaddik is a mikveh. The tzaddik has the power to purify. Where do we see this? Yosef. Yosef is the symbol of tzaddik. The word Yosef is yud vav. Yud is 10. Vav is 6, is 16. Pei in Hebrew, when you want to say times, 6 times 3, 12 times 4 is pa'omim. Pa'omim means times. Yud vav pa'omim samach, 16 times 60 is 960. To show that the tzaddik has this power of this 960 that could even purify a barrier, that could even nullify the tumah from a barrier, from a human being, from a living person. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to the topic of Omer, Sfiras Omer, paragraph Chaf Aleph, V'alkein, Al yidei hanofas ha'omer, hu mapolas hacholkim vahasonim. And this will explain also why one of the powerful things in Yiddishkeit that brings about the downfall of our enemies is the mitzvah of bringing the omer in the Beis Hamikdash. The omer, a certain measurement of barley that was brought and that was lifted up in all six directions. K'mashu kosuv, as the pasuk says, ubimilchamois tenufa nilcham bohem. With wars of tenufa, tenufa is the term used for lifting up the omer, Hashem does battle against, we do battle against our enemies. V'chein b'imei ha-sfira machniim ha-moisrim, sheheim ha-moinim. And it's brought also that during the 49 days of Sfira Soimer, that's a time that we can bring about the downfall of a Moiser. A Moiser is a person who goes to the non-Jews to testify against another Jew, Chas V'Shom, to get a Jew put into prison, jail, which is what happened to Rav Nosson Zal. And according to the Torah, that's one of the worst crimes that a person could possibly do, to be a Moiser. As Rabbi Nizal writes in Sefer Hamidos, that it's brought, we say lo oimer, we say hayoim shisha yomim lo oimer. It's brought that the word lo oimer makes up the first letters of me igra rama lebira amikta. This is an expression in the Gemara which means from a very, very high place to go down to a deep ditch. Meaning to bring about the mapola, a moiser, is people who are paid sometimes for the by the goyim. They're given money or they're given respect, power, in order to snitch on Jews, in order to go to the goyim and tell them testify against Jews, chas v'shalom. So that person is be'igra rama, he's in a high place, and to bring about his complete downfall is the first letters of Me'igra Rama Labira Mikta spell this word Lo Oimer. Kalide Oimer Soirim Usfira, because through that korban and the counting that we do from that day till Shavuos, Machmien Umeshabrim Hamanios, we bring about the downfall and elimination of all the obstacles. And this automatically will bring about the downfall of our enemies and people who actually will go to the Goyish government to get a Jew put into jail, prison. That's these obstacles. The Zohar Kodesh says that this Oimer of barley is the test that's given to the woman when a man accuses his wife of being soita, and we want to see if the accusation is true or not. We give her to drink those special waters. The Zohar HaKadosh says that's what's taking place during Sfiras Omer. Shehem Knesses Yisroel. The Eshes Chayil is the Jewish nation, the Jewish people. Ki Hamaniyois Heim Iker Habedika. Because the obstacles that a person experiences in trying to come close to Hashem, the obstacles and the tests that the person has, those are the menias. Those are what test a person to see how serious they are. If the person will be able to withstand the test, and to overcome the obstacles that are preventing him from trying to come close to Hashem. And whoever has a stronger heart and leans more towards the truth, Hashem gives that person bigger tests, more difficult tests, to test them to see how big he really is, how much he really wants to come close to Hashem. Kamesh Kosov, as it says clearly in Tehillim, Hashem Tzadik Yivchon. Hashem tests the Tzadik. Kamesh Omer Medrash, and as the Medrash says, HaPishtoni Azeh, a person who works with flax to turn it into linen, Kol Ma Shehu Yodea ShePishtono Yofe, the more he knows that he has a better quality flax, he beats it more in order to turn it into linen. Because he knows that this flax, if you punch it, you beat it, it's not going to break. It's going to turn into a finer type of linen. Because this is one of the main reasons why Hashem put us in this world, Bishvil HaBechira, because of free choice, Sheyamoy Benisoyon Keneged Hamanios, so that we should able to stand up to withstand the tests, to overcome the obstacles that block us from coming close to Hashem. The Iker Kabbalah Satoira, Shubachin Shavuos, Toloi Bozer. And the whole concept of Klal Yisrael being able to receive the Torah, or an individual person being zeicha to really, really connect to the Torah, is dependent on this. It's dependent on being tested and tested, and obstacles being put in the person's path, and the person being able to rise above it, to overcome, to ratchet up his rotzayin, to want it more and more and more until the person succeeds completely. V'alkein koydem shavuos moinem arboim v'tishri yemei asvira, and this is why leading up to shavuos, before shavuos, we count 49 days. Shaydezeh nizdakech kol echad. Through this, each and every one of us goes through a major purification. Bebechinas kesef tsoruf ba'alil la'oretz mezukok shivosayim. As the pasuk speaks about silver being refined, being melted and refined, 7 times 7. Shivosayim is 7 times 7. Shivosayim heim bechinas mem tes yemei asfira. That's these 49 days of the Omer. And Rav Nosson Zal said earlier, in the middle of the paragraph, mi sheyesh loy lev chosok beyoyser will be able to succeed. That it's not who has more muscles in his hand. It's a person who has a stronger heart. The heart is the place of the desire, cheshik, ratzayim. The Bnei Sochar brings that 49, why 49 days of the Omer? 49 is begematria lev toiv. That's what we're trying to develop during these 49 days of the Omer, to purify and strengthen our heart, to ratchet up that rotzayim more. I want it more, more, more. And the Bnei Sochar, Rav Nosson Zal explains, so now it says in the Torah, Tisbru Chamishim Yom, we count 50 days. What do you mean? It's not true. We don't count 50. We get almost to the finish line, and then we walk away, then we quit. We count 49 days, and the most important day, the 50th day, we don't count. What do? We come to shul on the night of Shavuos, we daven mincha, and then what do? We wait. And then what do? We wait. We wait longer. We wait until even those people who daven ma'ariv early, sometimes the Sfar, Shavuos night, everybody has to wait. What are we waiting for? We're waiting, that waiting is these ritzonos. We're yearning. When a person's waiting for something, when a person has to wait, they get more intense and more intense. The longer they're waiting, the ratzon becomes stronger, and that's how we go into Shavuos. With this super intense ratzon, that's how we get the Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, that Hashem comes down to us. Hashem gives us the Shtei HaLechem that we bring on Shavuos. Rav Nosson Zal mentioned that Pishnayim, that double portion. A question in the chat. For women or other people who can't go to the mikveh, can giving tzedakah be an equivalent to mikveh in terms of getting a Yeshua? The answer is, Rav Nosson Zal said, mikveh is hamtokas hadinim. Tzedakah is hamtokas hadinim. Tzedakah tatzil mimovis, it says. Tzedakah saves a person from death. And again, whenever any person has any kind of a tzara, one of the first things, put something in tzedakah, to be mamtik the din, to give tzedakah, a pidyon nefesh, to be mamtik the din. Anyone else?
Good morning, Rav Nosson.
Yes.
Morning, holding one's breath under the water.
Yes.
Understand that the mikveh has an independent power to that, added with the breath holding. What happens if a person with a similar intention holds his breath on land per se for a long time with this mevatel mesiras nefesh in mind? Does that do something? Is that
the answer? Is in the words itself, this expression, I'm holding my breath. What does holding my breath mean? I'm waiting intensely for something. That's called holding your breath. I'll give you an example. Today, Rosh Chodesh, a few minutes ago, a few hours, we said Hallel. And in Hallel, on Rosh Chodesh, on one of the most powerful places in the Hallel, is when we say, Ono Hashem Hoishiyana, Ono Hashem Hatzlichana. My Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, when he used to say Hallel, he was the chazan often for them, when he would say, the Ono Hashem Hoishiyana, he would stretch it out and hold his breath. He would stretch that onash moshiyah and that no as long as he could. thinking during while screaming those words on Hashem Hoshino, thinking of all the different yeshuas that I need. So it seems it definitely does have an application, especially in tefillah, that kaviyah, that when a person is screaming, you know, screaming with their whole heart to Hashem, that's also a form of holding your breath. When a person's not stopping, you know, that long scream, that silent scream, these are all forms of the holding one's breath. This special example of it, the case of this pasuk, Koshieni Elikim, Kibo Mayim Ad Nefesh. And again, the term Mayim means physical water. The word Mayim is also used to represent all the obstacles, all the waves of the sitrachra that a person encounters, that are ad nefesh, that a person feel, I feel I'm going to die from all the trouble and pain and difficulty and tzoras that we're going through. That's this kibo mayim ad nefesh. And what's my response? My response is, Hoshieni Elokim, Hashem, help me, save me. There's a pasuk, nafshi yotza bedabroi, that when a person is speaking with intensity, when a person's screaming in tefillah, whether it's the real scream or the silent scream, that's also mesiras nefesh. His soul, he's spilling his guts in his words, in the words of tefillah, when it's with that kind of intensity.
Thank you.
A good chodesh. Tomorrow we have again Rosh Chodesh. There's still more. Incredible, incredible. This is one of the extraordinary halachas, and likutei halachas that we're privileged to be in the middle of now, Baruch Hashem. A good day, a good Gemen Shchodesh to all.